down to Fort X.
Glowstone Incidents 225729. Property of U.S. Government. Case file 7852AB. What follows is the only remains of the Glowstone catastrophe.
Hello, and welcome to the Doom to Fort X podcast,
the cliffhanger edition.
I'm your host, Rage.
And I'm his co-host, Prime.
We're in a helicopter right now, flying over Edinburgh towards the Cloverstone Games Convention.
Which is probably not going to be as good as I hope it will.
I wouldn't know about that, Prime. All the other podcasts that reported on the Cloverstone Games Convention have disappeared. Victims were apparently eaten.
Yeah, I heard that the Australasian gamer, the over-imbibed gamer, and the smarty pants gamer have all been found dead in this town in the past 24 hours.
I heard that Clovenstone was founded on an actual Clovenstone that was brought here by the Knights Templars and buried in a box of salt 500 feet below sea level.
I've heard it told that the stone on which this town is founded, the Clovenstone, is a black onyx stone made entirely of arcane energy.
Yeah, well, I heard that even Sadako is afraid of the Clovenstone.
Well, I hear it from a very reliable source and not just some whimsical fantasy brought from your own imagination, Reg. That Clovenstone is not a town that you can travel to. You must be called to it or invited.
That's right, Brian. Oh, there goes the toll. That means we've crossed over from the daylight time into the dark hour.
I don't mean to alarm you, Rage, but our pilot has just turned into a coffin.
What does this mean, Prime?
I think we're going to crash, Rage.
Down to Fort X is in Clovenstone. I'm sure I'll be alright, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay, hello and welcome back to Down to Fort X. We've survived a helicopter crash. Well, luckily, all our equipment seems to be fine for recording the podcast, and I can see the Clovenstone Games Convention in the distance there, so I suppose we'll just have to walk there.
That's right, Ridge. We'll probably be meeting our correspondent, Filbert, there.
Call me Mesker.
He's our liaison for the Games Festival, and hopefully he'll be able to give us some of the insider information.
Okay, let's go!
Ridge, there's something I've been thinking about. Why do people turn into coffins?
Well, Prime, those people that are not part of the Dark Hour actually turn into coffins during the duration.
Okay, well, why is there a coffin up a tree then?
Well, obviously, there was a person up a tree when the Dark Hour occurred.
Okay, well, why is there a coffin next to a jackhammer?
Well, that guy must have been a construction worker, just like using his jackhammer when the Dark Hour occurred.
So what does it mean if there's two coffins on top of each other then?
Is that the mansion over there?
They escaped into the mansion where they thought it would be safe.
Hello and welcome to the 43rd annual Clovenstone Games Convention in Edinburgh. I'm your host, Sir Roger Clovenstone III. I can safely say that this Clovenstone Games Convention this year will far outweigh the ones that have come before, with games like Batman Arkham Asylum, Mini Ninjas, Wii Sports Resort, and of course the preview for iPet. PAX has absolutely nothing on this. Any questions? Yeah, Prime, Down to Fort X podcast. Can we see the
Clovenstone? Can we see the Clovenstone?
Not yet. It will be revealed soon enough. Any other questions?
All right there, Optimus here for Doom for Two Up and Kick. See if there was any way we could, like, I don't know, somehow make ourselves gigantic or something. And, you know... via some sort of gigantic ray, could we maybe squash you?
Oh, the cheek. You're not going to stand for that. Ask him another question.
Prime, Down to Fort X podcast. See if we could warp gravity and we could conduct an interview with you in the zero gravity situation. Would you be up for that? Plus, how many dogs do you have?
Well...
Optimus, Down for Two Up and Kick. See if we could somehow, clone you. Could we maybe, set up an interview where you talk to yourself?
Did you hear that? He's just done it again. Are you gonna stand for that? Say something.
Look, Optimus, I don't know what kind of two-bit operation you're pulling here, but seriously, cloning? That is, so 90s. That's so sort of... What are you trying to do? You know what I mean? It's just get out of here.
You're in way over your head. This is down to 4X, baby. Shut your puss, Prime, if that is your real name.
Yeah, it is. It's my real name.
You're not gonna take that, Optimus. Challenge him to a game of Street Fighter.
Alright then, I challenge you to a game of Street Fighter. Let's see who beats who.
Oh no, you didn't. You just brought down the thunder, baby. You are so dead.
Oh man, he's dead.
No way, what's that?
I don't think so. I now declare the Clovenstone Games Convention open to the general public. Go, everybody, go, play some games!
Our intrepid heroes go off onto their own little adventure. Batman Arkham Asylum turned out to be a really good game, but Prime had already played that demo prior to the exhibition. Second of all was Mini Ninjas. However, the place was blocked off because too many people wanted to play it. Rage went onto his own tangent to play some Wii Sports Resort. However, the best thing about that was some little squidgy ice cream. And iPet was a complete disaster. However, one little glaring detail remained. The Guitar Hero competition. It was pish. All in all, a big waste of money and time.
Dowser for Dex, the podcast with the most cast.
Oh, this is totally crap. Oh, iPetal sucks.
I know, they're not showing like anything interesting about it at all. I mean, like, I would totally try things out, like maybe trying to crush the thing, see if like it can totally like respond to being crushed to death.
Or stuff it like in a jam jar and like smash the jam jar with a hammer.
Yeah, totally. And like, what would happen if you were to put like a fish tank in front of the camera? Would it like be trapped in water and like drown?
Or what about like if you don't feed it for ages, or like you just get a gun and shoot it?
Hello, boys. See you're enjoying iPet.
Filbert! Oh, thank goodness you're here, man. This is dire, eh? This is rubbish.
Would you like some free AAA passes? This is good stuff. It will get you free access to all the good things in the back, if you know what I mean.
Oh, thanks. What a nice guy.
These passes are covered in red stuff. Is this blood?
We're playing pretend. The last people to have these passes were playing Arts and Crafts are no more.
What a nice guy. Total recycling passes in that.
A great guy and an environmentalist. Wow.
Well, you know me, always looking to cleanse the impure.
You. So what sort of stuff's through there?
Pain. Horror. I mean destruction. I mean, horror games. You are so dead.
Did you hear something, Rage? My brain feels itchy.
I don't know what you're talking about, Prime. All I can hear is that we've got free backstage passes to the Cloverstone Games Festival.
I will see you in hell. I mean, later. I actually really mean in hell.
Well, sorry, Mesker, but I think it's time for us to go and actually see what's in there. Let's go, Prime.
Things are looking up now. Thanks, Mesker. Bye.
Call me Filbert. I'm actually evil, and you're all gonna die.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Prime and Rage find themselves in a world of wonder, with controllers made of salami and pepperoni, consoles made of golden gumdrops from space. The intangible UMD, digital distribution, has arrived. A place filled with wonder, where Microsoft no longer exists, sent to the place lawyers go when they die. Candy floss guitar controllers from a land of fantasy. Nintendo giving up on their anti-piracy battles and just giving away games for free. And most wondrous of all, Sony finally reporting that they're making a profit on their machine, and Tim Schafer finally hitting the big time. He's such a hard worker, he totally deserves it. The comeback of the Atari Jaguar seems to be in full swing this season, with new games like Pitfall Reloaded, Maximum Force, and Area 51, games people really, really wanted to see. Rage discovers that obscure third-party DS games are becoming mainstream. And Prime finally finds out what's happening with the remake of Final Fantasy VII. It's actually happening, much to his delight. In the corner, we see a cherry tree, but instead of cherries, it's CDs and DVDs of games. being picked for free. Oh, and what's this over there? A Sonic game that doesn't suck. And what's this? A game of the movie Citizen Kane. It now seems that the Citizen Kane moment for games has arrived. Sony announced the new line of chocolate-colored PlayStations, made entirely of chocolate. If this thing overheats, we'll have fondue. Konami finally announced that Team Silent have reformed, creating a new Silent Hill game, and that they will be bringing out a new Rocket Knight game on the DS. This is a place where Earthworm Jim has been rated as the best 2D platforming game of all time. A world where Mario and Zelda are franchises that are no longer milked. Hideo Kojima finally announces that he's pulling the trigger on all Metal Gear Solid games, and now he will be making movies of Metal Gear Solid, much to the joy of all Metal Gear fans. There's an almost carnival-like feel to the place, as people are lining up waiting to kick Peter Molyneux right in the nads, full force, just for being a smarty pants. Phil Harrison, by popular demand, has been crowned King of the Universe, and decides to rejoin Sony in celebration. Many more wondrous things can be seen here, like Duck Hunt HD, on Nintendo's newly announced HD console, HD Wii. Internet access is now free, trolls have been removed, and shovelware is a thing of the past. A universal patch has been released that removes DRM from everything. Ever. Many people can be found lying on the ground simply crying as they witness one last time Richard Garriott flying into space, setting his course straight for the center of the universe and to adventure. Yours sincerely, Squaresoft.
You're listening to
Huh? What's the Delta 4X like?
Oh man, you should see this, by the way. You know those chocolate PS3s? I just got myself one of them. Can't wait to chow down on this.
Oh wow, that's totally cool. And look what I've got. It's like the best thing ever.
That is the best thing ever. Are you a beast? Like, does it play every game?
Not just every game. Everything.
Man, the excitement's really getting to me. Sorry, man. I really need the toilet. I'll be right back.
Hello there. Aren't you the one that wanted to see the Cloven Stone?
Yeah. Would you like to see it now? You've got it here, on you, in the toilet.
Oh yes, I always carry around my family jewels.
Yeah.
Well, let me just unzip this.
Oh, no, I don't want to see that.
What? It's in a bag.
I've changed my mind. I don't really want to see the Cloven Stone, okay? Go on, just a peek.
No! Please, not many people get to see the Cloven Stone. I really wanted to show you it before, but, you know, there's too many people around.
Yeah, you've just cemented the deal for me. I really don't want to see it anymore. Now you can just take that and walk. See you later, bye.
Ah, well, I may as well just take this back to the basement and put it in the safe.
Ridge, the most disgusting thing just happened to me there. You know the guy that runs this place? Well, I was in there, and when I was finished, he came up to me and he tried to whip it out.
Whoa, you beast.
What the hell? This place is totally changed. Like, do you not notice how different this place is?
What are you talking about? It looks the same as it was before.
What about those guys then? They're weird, they're different.
Cosplayers.
Go back to France! Huh? The things are just getting too weird, man. I don't understand what's going on. Do you have any idea what's going on at all?
Well, maybe this will explain things.
What's that then?
It's a podcast on a Jaguar cartridge.
Oh, I've got someone to play that.
Welcome to the Smarty Pants Gamer Podcast. This is episode 128 for the month of June, 1969. This week we'll be doing an electronic entertainment confab. The roundtable discussion will be comprising of David Perry.
Look at me!
Peter Molyneux.
Hello there.
Tim Schafer.
Yeehaw!
And finally, Hideo Kojima.
Takami Chinoku.
Konnichiwa.
Yes. Hello.
Gizuda.
And away we go. So, emergent gameplay, design philosophy, and sound engineering. Peter?
What are you doing on my Skype account? Get out of my head.
You gave me your Skype account, sir.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Speaking of game design, Mr. Perry, do you have anything to add?
Everybody look at me! There's gonna be a UMD-less PSP! I don't even work with Shiny anymore! Stop talking about Earthworm Jim!
Konnichiwa.
I agree. Let's stop talking about Earthworm Jim. Rocket Knight was a far superior franchise.
Well, that's just super, isn't it? Konami back in Konami. What a surprise! Yep. Yeah.
Konnichiwa.
Ha, well, at least my games aren't niche, you freak.
What the hell are you saying, boy? I single-handedly fought a war just for you!
This kind of argument is preposterous. You can't say one game is better than another game. Although I do clearly agree with Hideo Kojima.
Get your fancy talking language out of my face. It's C-O-L-O-R. Color! It's T-O-N-I-T-E. Tonight! What are you using silent letters for, you freaking idiot? Only an Englishman would devise a silent E, and a silent S, and a silent C. What the hell is that, man? Huh?
Hello there, Tim.
Get off of my way,
man. Help me.
Tim? Tim? Hello? Tim? Tim? Tim?
Tim, are you okay, Tim? Tim, hello? Tim?
It appears we've been disconnected from Tim Schafer. Everyone, I apologize for the inconvenience. We'll try and get Tim Schafer back on later.
That's where it ends, Prime. I don't like Tim Schafer's odds there.
Neither do I. Brutal Legends it in a few weeks, and I just think it's going to get overlooked again.
You're listening to Down to 4X.
Something's not right here, man. We really need to see Clovenstone about this.
If you insist. Where did you see him last?
I seen him in the toilet last.
Vesker, what are you doing here? And why is Clovenstone on the ground naked?
He's probably just helping him in some way. He's such a nice guy.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, I'm not killing him. He's not dead. He's fainted forever.
Hey, by the way, have you seen the Cloven? Oh, where's it gone?
Well, one thing's for certain, we need to get to the Cloven Stone.
Where is it?
Well, I'll be down in the basement.
How'd you know that? Didn't he say that after you left the room?
How do you know he said that after I left the room? You weren't even in the room.
Look, it doesn't matter. We'll just go down to the basement and unlock the safe and get the Cloven Stone.
How do you know about the safe? I never mentioned anything about a safe.
Look, none of that matters. All that matters is the Cloven Stone is evil and is the source of all the stuff that's happening. We've got to get the Golden Crest so that we can use the elevator and go down and then to... yeah.
How do you know this?
Ah, can we just get out of here? This body stand, it'll stink.
Okie dokie, let's go.
Oh man, chill. What are you doing?
I'm trying to open the secret chamber so I can get the golden emblem.
That's not how you do. You just take the shotgun off the wall. What do I do? Oh!
Spit back!
Oh damn it, I just dropped the gun.
Pick it up then, quick!
I can't seem to pick it up. It's almost as if my fingers are like made of butter. It's almost as if this tense situation is making me not as effective in what I'd normally be able to do.
Put it back on the hooks on the wall!
What hooks? What wall?
Oh, give me it.
Sorry about that, man. It was a bit of a tense situation.
Look, I really need to get this done. Why didn't you go over there and just watch that huge HD TV?
Oh, TVs aren't meant to be that big.
Shut up, just watch it.
Alright.
From the same imagination that brought you Murder, She Wrote, Diagnosis Murder, Dial M for Murder, Monk, Psych, Dexter, The Mentalist, True Blood, CSI, NCIS, Law and Order, Jag, and Quincy, comes the new show that's so exciting, it can wake the dead. Fred the Zombie Detective! He was your ordinary, down-to-earth, run-of-the-mill undead zombie cop. When one day something out of the ordinary happened, he was teamed up with a woman. Damn it, Fred! Everyone in this department needs a partner. You're no exception. You're gonna get yourself killed out there.
But women give me a headache. Oy.
She has the brains, and he craves them.
Darling, your brain looks so juicy tonight. I feel like hitting it. Do you mind? Can I chop down just a little bit on your brains, honey?
Oh, you. I bet you say that to all girls.
Anything with a pulse, really. If it's alive, I'll eat it. Nom.
Damn it, Fred. That's the third partner this week.
Ah, oh, come on, son. You're killing me here.
Watch on as Fred takes on some of the most unusual suspects.
I unraveled the case, Sarge. It turns out it was a mummy.
What? A mother killed her son?
Nah, you know, like an Egyptian mummy. You know, a zombie mummy? You know,
Don't do that, man. That freaks me out.
Ah, come on, man. You know I'm just kidding.
Get involved as Fred battles his inner demons. Damn it, Fred. I told you not to stay out all night drinking. You look like a member of the living dead.
Well, Sarge, that's because I is.
Fred, we're putting you on the graveyard shift.
Huh? What's new? I'm always on the graveyard shift, Sarge.
Fred! The zombie detective! Justice never dies.
So you got the golden emblem then?
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
Whoa. Settle, Petto. What time is it?
It's 5 past.
Here, just turn over 2 seconds. Hello, and welcome to Rage Reviews Tea. In this episode, I'll be reviewing Rose Black Tea, which I bought from leafshop.co.uk last week. Well, let's see what we've got. Ah, smells of Turkish delight. You see, Rose Black Tea is made in the traditional Chinese way of scenting teas. Rose petals and tea leaf are mixed together before being sieved, leaving behind only a few petals and a naturally scented tea. It's also an ideal tea for making iced tea and for making tea sauce to put on top of your ice cream tea. But how does it taste? Well, I think we've wasted enough time. Let's brew this baby up.
He's fine!
Well, that's 4 minutes done. Let's see how it came out. Now this tea is best enjoyed on its own, so Jeeves, no milk or sugar please.
Whatever you say, sir.
Mmm, you can definitely smell the roses in it. Whoa, that's delicious tea. I mean like, no really, wow. The high quality black tea mixed in with the delicate aroma of the roses is just, oh, it's gorgeous. Well, that's it for Rage Reviews Tea. Join me next week where hopefully I'll be reviewing some nettle tea. And all that remains for me to say is thanks for listening. Thanks. No, really, thanks. Thanks. Thank you.
That a freaking X!
Okay, here's the plan. We'll head down to the bowels of the Clovenstone Mansion.
Ah, because that's where the Clovenstone's kept, yeah.
Break into the secret lab where the Dark Templars are experimenting on the stone.
The guys from Warhammer 40,000.
That's right. Grab the Clovenstone with the purifying glove of indignity.
That's a good glove, man. That increases your pickpocket chance.
Uh-huh. And then I'll stab it with a shiv.
What? No. You can't just use a shiv. It's just like a screwdriver. It's not even ornate.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
No, we really need to plan this out. That's the crux of your plan right there. If you can't...
You want stabbed?
Well, no.
Then shut up then.
Alright. All I'm saying is that, you know, there's been a lot of really scary stuff going on, and it just doesn't seem like a good idea to rush into a plan with a shiv.
Don't worry. That stuff all happened in the past. I'm pretty sure it's going to be plain sailing from now on, now that I've got the shiv.
No, you don't understand. The shiv's the problem.
There isn't a problem. I've got a shiv.
No, you don't seem to understand.
No, you don't understand. I've got a shiv. I've got a shiv right here.
No, I see you've got a shiv. I see you've got a shiv. It's a nice shiv. It's a great shiv. I'm just saying that it's not... It's probably not got the mystical energy needed to stab, you know, the Cloven Stone. I don't think it'll work.
But it's a shiv. It specialises in stabbing.
Yeah, whatever. Let's just do it. Let's go.
Now press the button to this cursed elevator so we can get this thing done.
Alright.
See? Nothing to worry about.
You hear that?
Nope.
You can't hear that siren.
What siren? You're talking crazy talk, Prime!
Why are you shouting then?
I'm not shouting. It's just so quiet that a normal talking sounds like shouting.
Well, how do you explain the Latin singing in the background now?
There's no Latin singing. You're crazy.
Don't deny it, Rage. You can hear that. This is no time to be joking about.
It's all in your head, Prime. None of the stuff you think happens happening. See? Nothing to worry about.
No! No!
What's wrong, Blaine? Afraid of a little music?
Why are you laughing at? I just don't like elevators, that's all.
What's wrong with elevators, like?
Stop us laughing at it. I just don't like elevators. Just get off my case. How long do I have to be in here for?
I don't know.
How much longer?
What? Oh well, I suppose based on how long it's taken us so far and how long we've still got to go and the tracks of the music, I think probably 6 more days.
6 more days? No!
Goodness. Oh, what a relief. Oh, man.
Oh. Okay, this is it. We've got to destroy the Cloven Stone now. Oh, look who it is.
Mesker, what are you doing here?
Don't you two ever tire of failing in your mission?
What? What are you talking about?
You've really become quite an inconvenience for me.
What? He's got the Cloven Stone there, Ridge.
Why are you doing this? What do you hope to accomplish by releasing the Cloven Stone?
Every day, humans come one step closer to self-destruction. I'm not destroying the world. Or maybe I am. I'm saving it, really.
This guy's lost it, but he's still a total nice guy.
Ow, what are you doing that for?
Oh, I'm beginning to think he's not such a nice guy, Rage.
What are you talking about, Prime? I've not seen him do anything at all.
Ah! What did you do that for?
I mean, he did punch me as nicely as I totally could, though.
You know what, Rage? I think he's actually trying to kill us. Ah, you shot me right in the balls!
Hey, man, that's not cool. Leave his balls out of this. What are you doing, man? You almost hit me. Oh,
it's the Cloven Stone. The Cloven Stone's making him go mental.
The Shiv may be our only chance.
Don't do it.
Things are getting really interesting, aren't they, Rage? Do you think you can actually defeat me?
Either way, I'm not going to stop until I'm dead.
I'm just going to have to kill you, quickly.
I'll get him.
Nice try, bitch.
Look over there! The three-headed monkey! Haha, made you look. Get him, Rage!
For great justice!
Ah, poor wee Mesker. Look, he's returning back to his old self. Hey, Mesker! Did you like getting stabbed in the heart with a shiv via the Cloven Stone?
I'm taking you with me.
Oh, where?
See, he is a nice guy who fought the Cloven Stone. He's taking us somewhere.
Warning! Big
stupid, ugly nuke detected.
A nuke? We've got to get out of here. Let's go! Run!
10.
Oh, hello
9,
there. Did you finally
8,
get to see the cloven
7,
stone?
6,
get in the freaking way!
5,
come
4,
on, hurry. We can totally 3, outrun a nuke. Yeah!
Sorry, mate. You're dead.
Next week on the show that's recorded every week without fail, every week, down to 4X.
Sir, the mutagens are evolving as we speak. We expect global contamination within the week.
Damn it, that's not good enough, Fred. We need it within the day.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. We're working as fast as we can.
Will Prime ever kiss Lucia? Find out next week.
Mr. President, will you issue the order to go to war with Britain?
I will. DEFCON 5 now!
Dear Mr. Prime Minister, it looks like we're going to have to inflate the second decoy Britain.
Chop chop, tally ho, let's start inflating Britain then, yes?
Oh no, there seems to be a second Britain on the monitor! Which one should we aim at, sir?
Damn it, man, I wasn't trained for this kind of thinking. Just aim for France and let's hope that some of the fallout will hit Britain.
I don't think the French would appreciate that, sir.
They're collateral damage.
Sacre bleu! This is the finals. This is the one chance we've got to prove that we're the best lacrosse team ever.
Mark, your team can't win. We've got the best Russian player, Krentsevskoy.
Ha 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 ha! You cannot win.
Oh no, it looks like we're going to fail, but the children of Cardiff Elementary are counting on us.
John, get your head away from that computer and have some dinner with me.
Sally, you don't understand. This is a problem, and we need to fix problems.
Our relationship isn't a problem, John!
How can you even compare our relationship to Iranian missiles?
I can't, but I know what's important!
The fate of the world is what's important, even if it costs me you.
How can you be so cruel?
Ow!
Rage, someone's just leaked Studio Ghibli's level 5 game.
Is it on the DS?
Yeah.
Time for BitTorrent.
You're gonna get so sued. I find you both under the jurisdiction of the US government. Innocent.
Woo!
Innocent at being guilty. Oh, for Pete's sake!
Down to Fort X.
Reddit, UC.
Hello there, and welcome to the Smarty Pants Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, the Smarty Pants Gamer. There's no one else here. Mr. Perry, Kojima-san, Mr. Molyneux, they're all gone. They all died. I don't know what happened. Seriously, all I heard was this horrible chainsaw sound. And their entrails splurting about the room. I don't think I have that much time left. Well, I think this will be the last Smarty Pants Gamer Podcast. It's been a pleasure, people.